Special thank you to our sponsors, of Rush Reels Live, the Boulder Falls Inn of Lebanon, Oregon, and Mugs Coffee House, also in Lebanon, Oregon. For more information on Boulder Falls Inn and their conference facilities, go to boulderfallsinn.com. And for more information on Mugs Coffee House in Lebanon, Oregon, and their amazing coffee, call 541-497-7245. Ta-da! Hey, everybody. Welcome to Rush Reels Live on this Thursday afternoon, I guess, for me, at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always glad to be here. No matter what time it is where you are, I am so glad you're here. I'm just blessed and always amazed by the amazing community that reaches out. And I want to tell you today, this is going to be a great discussion. This is all around my most recent collaborative effort that was spearheaded and put together by Mr. Tim Sohn, who's with me today. And wow, just blessed and amazed that I have the honor of being part of this book and so many other collaborative books I've written over the last few months. It's just been an amazing run. And this one is really personal. I used part of my cancer story in other books as well, but this one was all about that. So it's been, you know, hey, it's been quite a journey that's going to continue for a lifetime, but it's something that I am blessed to be able to inspire and encourage other people. And that's what I'm all about. On Rush Reels Live, like I said, we're here every Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time for your viewing and listening pleasure. Yes, not only do we live stream, but it also becomes then a video podcast, because what does it do? It sits on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube for infinity and beyond. That's right, forever. It's sitting there and you can keep watching it. The beautiful thing about YouTube is you can go directly to that and see all of the amazing live streams and videos that I've done. And you know what? There's a simple way to do that. And you can just go, it's just put right down there. Subscribe by going to rushreels.live. That's all you got to do. Rushreels.live. Type that in, open another tab, type it, subscribe today, because it is just jam-packed with value and blessings from people all over the world that I am honored to know and call friends. And so go there today at rushreels.live and please subscribe. And we are just really starting to build a community there. And I appreciate all you being able to do that. You know, I am all about connecting. And guess what? I have a simple way to do it. RussHedge.com. That's it. RussHedge.com is a place to go to connect with me, to learn everything about me. Whether you want to learn about what I do for a living in business, the marketing, coaching, keynote speaking, as you can tell, I love to talk. So keynote speaking, did I say keynote speaking? Or that would be great. I'd love to speak at your event. Or also live streaming and live stream producing. I just have so much fun. Or if you just want to be inspired and encouraged, I have all kinds of ways for you to do that. There's stuff right on RussHedge.com. I can direct you to my LinkedIn page where I put out an encouraging newsletter every week. All these things are free resources for you. I would love to just get to know you, connect with you today. So go to RussHedge.com and let's do it, okay? Also, this show is going to be jam-packed and fun today, so you want to share it with your friends. Did I say share? That's right. Share. Get it out there. Let everybody know. Woohoo! The master, Tim Sohn, the creator of Perspectives on Cancer, is in the house. You don't have too many opportunities to meet this guy. I mean, he's famous nowadays. I can barely get to him. So you guys need to share this out with your friends. Tag him too. Tag him and say, at Brian Shulman, where in the world are you? At Nancy Barrows, jump on in quick. Whatever you want to do, let people know, okay, that we're going to be on today. So hopefully we're going to have a few of the authors. I know we have at least one other author, and hopefully we're going to have more today. It's been a busy schedule, but even if it's only the three of us, it's going to be amazing. So you're going to want to tune in and listen. All right. So also wanted to let you know that all of my stuff on RussHedge.com, I'm going to go back to that really quick. That's where you can get everything from my first book, Befuddled, Live the Life You Choose, to Perspectives on Cancer, Volume 2. They're all available by going straight to RussHedge.com and going to buy book now. Click on the link. Voila. It will take you right to where you need to buy that from. Most often, it's going to bounce you right to Amazon. So if you just want to go to Amazon and look me up, you can do that too. But that is a great resource and an easy way to find those things. So we're going to talk more about that today. But I think with that, I really think we're going to get things started here. The comments are rolling in. And I'm going to start with Mr. Tim Sohn, who really is the creator and the founder. And we're going to let him really kind of give us a little insight on this Perspectives on Cancer. Here he is. Drum roll, everybody. Mr. Tim Sohn is in the house. Woo!
Mr. Russ Hedge, what's going on, my friend?
Yes, this is Tim the goat, everybody. Tim the screaming goat.
Yes, and this is Gary the screaming goat.
There you go.
I highly encourage you to get a screaming goat. This is not a paid sponsorship.
You couldn't exactly name yours Tim. Of course, I named mine Tim because you know why?
Why?
My good friend and lifelong buddy named Tim mailed me this screaming goat. And if you want to take tension out in your life, if you're a little stressed, this is the way you do it. There you go.
That's right. Just get a screaming goat.
I feel better already. I'm feeling just so much lighter. So
yes.
Tim, you know, I just want to start by saying that you're an amazing friend, but I can't think of a time that I had more fun or felt more blessed than flying out to the East Coast, being picked up by your beautiful wife and girls, driven to Scranton, Pennsylvania, where my good friend Tim was waiting there to give me a big hug. It was amazing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Yes, it was incredible to meet you in person, Russ. Your energy is just as contagious in person and online.
Crazy.
No, not crazy.
Is he really crazy all the time?
In a good way.
In a fun way, yes.
And you, you know, helped out with the live stream there, and you're going to be speaking at the next showing up in-person event, which is October 5th and 6th. In the beautiful state of Vermont, right in the fall. So it's going to be a great time.
I'm bringing my beautiful wife with me this time.
Are you?
Yes.
Oh, I'm so excited to meet her, Russ. I didn't know that. Breaking news.
Yes, I'm so excited. She's always wanted to be to Vermont, and it doesn't matter what it takes. She's coming with me, and we're going to have a lot of fun. Yeah. Great. It'll be a good time. So, well, Tim, listen, let's start off with just a little backstory. There was this, I think a lot of people have heard the story of how you're on Jenny Gold's show and you first, you know, talked about your cancer journey. But how did this turn into, you know, really, really inspiring others and encouraging others through your journey? How did it turn from that moment on Jenny Gold's live stream into Perspectives on Cancer? Take us through that.
So I started sharing my cancer story in June of 2021. And the show, the weekly global live stream show, Showing Up Perspectives on Cancer, which you have been a guest on, Russ, as well as Zoraida, who's going to come on soon. Yes, a multiple time guest. quite the honor to have you multiple times and collaborate with you in many ways. And very blessed for that. So started sharing my story in June 2021, the show Showing Up Perspectives on Cancer was started in June of 2021, not that long after starting to share my story. I never planned on sharing my cancer story for a lot of different reasons, but a few people inspired me, Nancy Barrows and her Radiating Real movement, Steve Sullivan, who is now passed and in heaven. So shout out to Steve in heaven.
I would shout out to that. Praise God for that one.
Exactly. Right. And then Jenny Gold invited me on her podcast, not podcast show at the time. And don't you just love the name of that show? Podcast, not podcast. Like, who's going to forget that name?
That's, you can't. That is an awesome name.
Exactly. Yeah. So, so the show has still been going on for, it'll be 3 years in the fall. And But what showing up really has become is a very beautiful, supportive community of people, cancer patients, survivors, supporters, and so many people have connections to cancer. And the next thing that happened is the first volume of Perspectives on Cancer was released last year, and it included the stories of 11 guests on the show. They actually wrote their story. We didn't just take the video and transcribe it. They actually wrote their story from scratch. So we did that. And then the in-person showing up event was created not that long after. And the second volume, and you guys can find all the information about showing up Perspectives on Cancer or the books or the events at perspectivesoncancer.com. And really the idea behind it all is to let you know that you are not alone and to encourage you to share your story when you are ready. And it might not be right now, you know, I encourage you to share it when it feels right to you. So this second volume of the book includes Mr. Russ Hedge right over here. Everybody give up a hand to Russ Hedge. Woo! Yes. Zoraida Morales, who's in the green room. She'll be coming on shortly. Kim Dunphy, Amanda Ferrero, Anna Tower, Ashok, I'm not going to try to say his last name, starts with a B, Branwyn Lee, Diane Jackson, Joe Tower, Josh Tehan, Pamela Formica, Russ Hedge. Have you heard of that awesome guy, Russ Hedge?
I've heard of him.
He's pretty cool, right? He's very cool. Cyan Gates, Shannon Lee Sin, Terry Tucker, and Zoraida, who's going to be here soon. I don't really know what else to say. Did I miss anything?
I mean, you're covering all the basics about the book, and I want to go back to that and say, first of all, what an honor for you to ask me to be part of that. I mean, I have been truly, truly blessed, not just by you, although, I mean, I want to give you a lot of credit, but by many other people that really brought me into the other collaborative books that I wrote. This is something that I want to highlight and tell people. If you've never thought of writing, or you have limiting beliefs about the fact that you can't write, or imposter syndrome, thinking who would want to hear your story, or any of those things, take a leap of faith, join a positive group that aligns with what you're all about, and write a collaborative book. I mean, it helps get you in the door. I had already worked my little behind off and brought in people that helped me, that knew more than me, to do my own book, but I had to spearhead and move the whole thing along myself. But I did hire a good editor. I hired a good graphic artist. I hired, you know, people that helped me, but it's a lot of work, even when you've got other people working with you. But when you have a collaborative group, you can get on, like with Tim, and they do a lot of the heavy lifting. So it's an easier process for you if you come in just to write a chapter. And I don't mean just, I mean, it's still a lot of work to write a chapter, but the whole thing is it's a lot lighter than a whole book. And it gives you a chance to really make an impact on a lot of people. And so Tim, thank you so much for including me and the people that are on there. There's a couple of our friends that I was hoping, they're all friends, but a couple of them that I was really hoping were going to make it that I know that had other appointments today and couldn't make it. But I want to bring Zoraida in now because she and I became fast, amazing friends very quickly right before the live last year. Here she is, Zoraida Morales. Woohoo! And the crowd goes wild.
My two brothers, thank you for having me here. It's a pleasure to be here with you both.
Thank you. I just want to say, Tim, I don't know when you and Zoraida first met, but you connected me with James. This is a long, long story that I'm going to give the Reader's Digest version of. You connected me with James, and he and I just hit it off, and we were all set to be roomies for the thing. And poor James came down with COVID before the thing and couldn't make it. But during this process, Zoraida became part of our team. We were all going to be driving together, and we were all going to the Perspectives on Cancer. And that changed too, of course, because of all of that, because James was going to be doing the driving.
Yeah.
But you and Izureta both made it still to the conference.
Yeah.
I mean, I just threw caution to the wind and changed everything at the very last second, got a room at the hotel where the conference was, and you got a place to stay. And we just, it was amazing. But you were such an amazing person, and to meet you in person so quickly. I mean, I'd known Tim for a couple of years, at least maybe 3 or 4 years. I don't know, for a long time before we met. You and I'd known each other maybe a month or so before we met. And what an honor to be in this book with you. Give everybody a little bit of backstory about you.
Oh my God. First, let me say, you know, Tim's son is the master connector. That's your title because you've connected all of us and we've created this beautiful community. And, you know, we're letting the world know that they're not alone. They're not alone. We're right there with them. So thank you for giving us your platform and sharing your platform and sharing your beautiful friends. Because I met Tim because I saw a post by Erica Campbell. I think that's how it was. And it was just about the time where I was looking for my cancer community a couple of years before I came out on LinkedIn. And I said, okay, I've got chronic myeloid leukemia. I'm taking chemotherapy and I've been doing it for years. And, you know, my finance community was like, what? You mean to tell me when we worked together at United Way of New York City, you had cancer and chemo? What? You mean to tell me that that's why you left Morgan Stanley? What? I mean, people were just like, I just had a birthday yesterday. So I come from the
29 birthday. 29?
61.
Oh, no way. You're fibbing.
Gary is celebrating.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is Tim.
So, you know, we come from the generation where the C word was like, hush, hush, she's got cancer. What? She's got cancer. Don't talk about it. That's how it was. That's how our parents spoke about it. And our grandparents spoke about it. And so, you know, here I am, I get cancer at 45. And the people around me were uncomfortable and their traumas came out. And it was a really difficult time for me. But I was lucky enough that I had these friends and I found support that helped me get through it. You know, a friend, if I said, hey, I need support because I'm going to hear some news today. I'm seeing results and I really would love for you to be there because I'm not going to be able to listen because I'm going to be kind of emotional. Will you be there with me? And these friends showed up. And, but it was tough because, you know, my oncologists, as great as they were, they did not know the 7 things that you need that should be, we encourage people to do after they get this diagnosis. And I had no idea that I needed to take care of my mental, physical, and spiritual being at that time, because the doctor gives you this diagnosis, the doctor gives you this medical plan and treatment, and you think that that's it. And all you want is to get your life back. You just want to be your old self. You don't know what you don't know. So it took me, you know, after a year where I broke down and I recognized I need something more. I need something to heal my heart. I went to a therapist. Then that's when I started getting into this kick. Started going to therapists, psychotherapy, because I just wanted to be healed. So here's 2.0 Zureta. And so I went from a cancer survivor to a certified cancer coach. And I found my calling, which doesn't happen for many people. And I'm so blessed. I'm so blessed.
Well, you are blessed because, you know, the fact that we all were able to come together with this united cause, right? And really, we owe you, Tim, a big thanks for that. I mean, it is really, I, Yeah, I moved heaven and earth with your help and other people supporting me to make it last year. And I was, because of the cancer that I've had, and Jarady, you know this, like cancer is a lifelong journey. Somebody said that at the conference, and it was the first time I thought about that. And it is, even though through two treatments, two rounds of treatments, and two surgeries, they got the cancer, and I was declared no sign of disease, cancer gone, right? And of course, they have to check on me, like later this month when I go to my oncologist, meet them, get a PET scan. You know, those things continue through your life. But one of the things that I got from this, besides type 1 diabetes, was this vertigo type situation. It's not vertigo they've decided, but it's debilitating. And it came on right after my second treatment, like most of the issues I have. And it was going on the day I was leaving to go to the Portland airport to come. And I tell you, I prayed and I said, God, you know, I know I'm supposed to be at this and I'm going to go. And my beautiful wife was worried about me and my daughter, you know, because they're taking me to the airport. But I did my best to keep walking straight because I was still, you know, kind of fuzzy. I made it to the gate. I got on the plane, made it to Newark. And when Joy picked me up, Tim,
yeah,
I mean, it was like everything vanished for the weekend. It was awesome. And I felt completely healed for the weekend. And I went in and had such a great time. But this whole journey affects you every step of the way, right? Through all that you're doing. And Tim, I don't know if I want to bounce back to you. I don't know if you want to talk about this or not, but you've gone full circle from, you know, being diagnosed, then being cancer free. And now you're coming back around again. You want to talk about that?
Sure. So I was originally diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia, just like Zoraida, more than 17 years ago. And yeah, I had some amount of leukemia in my body for almost 15 years, so till just a few years ago. And then I found out that all of a sudden my cancer was gone. And I'm like, so excited. You know, I'm like calling my friends and my family, and then I'm like, what do I do with this? Like, what does this mean for my life? What does this mean for the show? What does this mean for what I want to do? What does this mean for, do I want to readjust my priorities in terms of work or home or anything? You know, it's just like, psh, like, now what, right? So I was cancer free or no evidence of disease for like a year and a half. And then less than a year ago, I found out that my cancer had come back. And so really the period of my cancer going away and it coming back, especially, is I've been in this place of how can I make more of an impact? What are things I want to do that I haven't done before? Like last year I went in a hot air balloon ride, something I've wanted to do since I was a kid. So really the mental and the emotional effects of cancer have been the trickiest for me, especially in the last few years, since my cancer has gone away, since it's come back. And some of the ways I deal with that is I spend a lot of time in nature. It's just so peaceful out there. I go to a therapist. I started going to a therapist, I want to say less than a year ago now. And that's been very helpful in different ways, especially in helping me have conversations with some of the closest people in my life, because we all have different perspectives, whether we're a cancer patient, survivor, or supporter. So we're never going to know exactly the other person's perspective. But through communication with those people, we can try our very best to support each other and understand each other. I guess I'll leave it there.
And that's what I think is all about. Yeah. You know, what I do for my livelihood and what I'm all about truly is connection and community building, right? Yeah. And I always say, I think that is the foundation of any good business, any good marketing plan, any good life. And it's what Zig Ziglar always said, you build the people and then the people build your business. Well, you build the people and the people also support your life and they support you through what you're going through, because as you're building them, you're supporting them. It's a full circle. You give out, you support others, and that comes back to you, not because that's not the reason you do it. It's just a natural reciprocity of the process, right? There's going to be a good, not every single person, it's not a perfect plan, but the majority of people are going to think, wow, this Tim Stone guy is really cool and he's doing some cool stuff and he's been supporting me. I'm going to support him, you know, and that's what I thought, because I'm thinking there's, I don't go to supporting every organization. There's a lot of good causes. It's always circled around somebody that I know, love, and trust, somebody that I want to support, you know, whether it's through business or whether it's through an organization like this. This has been just a blessing for me. And so Zoraida, I'm going to put you back up there. I think we need to sing to Zoraida. I'm kind of feeling like, you know, it's anybody who turns 29 deserves that. Yeah. By the way, Zoraida, I'm going to be 60 years young this June, so only in a couple months away. So I'm joining your decade here. We're all good.
I'm your big sister then. Hey, I'm happy for the title.
But aren't you, isn't it such a blessing that you look about 15 years younger than me? There you go.
You know, I think that was God universe saying, you know what? She's been taking chemo for 13 years. Why don't we give her some good genes so that she doesn't look her age?
There you go.
Well, I did take care of myself. You know, I've been exercising every day since I was a kid. And, you know, going back to what you were saying, you know, I do the things that bring me joy, right? So I look at my inner child and I'm like, okay, I want to do the things that gave me joy. Now, I can't go play baseball or volleyball because I just tore my meniscus a few months ago, as you know, but I can still do those things that I enjoyed, like my word puzzles, you know, crossword puzzles. I get a kick out of it. You know, remember before we had the internet and we were kids and we would just look at the ceiling and kind of just like daydream? I do that every day at 3 o'clock because that brings me joy.
Yeah. And I think you discovered the secret that, I mean, many have, but people should realize you take good care of yourself. It's going to be better all the way around. Right. It is, you know, I think over my life, you know, I've taken good care of myself and that's the reason I have good energy and all the things that I'm doing. I act like I'm younger, but I look older because I have no hair on the top of my head. That's usually the clincher, but Zoraida, you look so great. We're going to sing a happy birthday. We're going to sing in the jazzy version. You ready? This is my jazzy version. Happy birthday to you. Woo-woo. Happy birthday to you. Come on. Happy birthday, Zoraida. Happy birthday to you. Whoop, whoop.
Woo! Thank you. How lucky am I to have you sing to me? I mean, my friend sang to me too yesterday. It was so cute. So thank you. Thank you for making it so special.
You know, I just think birthdays can be fun. You know, what I'm doing for my 60th, I'll just throw it out there. My family gave me a choice. So we're going to Hawaii for a few days. So I just said, we're going to go to Kona and hang out for my birthday. And so, yeah, it's not going to be a super long trip, but it's going to be a lot of fun. It's my whole family together. Aww. And that is really what, you know, I know you two are the same way. My present and what I love is just being with my family, you know, and I love all my amazing friends who all also bless me in so many ways, but, you know, just hanging out with my family is such a blessing. So, Zoraida, I want to ask you, when you were getting ready to write your chapter in this book, was it easy for you? Did you have a rough time? Did you just sail through it? Did you need a lot of help? I mean, tell people about the fact that you can actually do it no matter what the process. Sometimes it's easier than others, but how was that for you?
So about 6 months earlier, I wrote a chapter on single parenting in a book called Soul Parent. And so I got my feet wet there. But writing this chapter took me 2 weeks, right? And I wrote it while I was on, I was at Virginia Beach on the beach. I was there for 3 weeks and I wrote it while I was there. And it brought back so many emotions. It was such an emotional moment. I remember texting Tim and going, oh my God, I can't stop crying. Like I couldn't, like there were just moments where I just had to stop writing because all the feelings were coming back. But at the same time, I kept reminding myself, sharing your story means that there's one less person in the world that doesn't feel alone. There's going to be a parent there, right? Because, you know, I'm a parent. And my children were 3 and 6 when I got diagnosed. And then I got a divorce while I was still taking chemo. I mean, so I wanted people to see that they're not alone and life is not perfect, but we can still have this glorious life. And I don't mean to sound Pollyannish because I'm not, right? I've had some really tough moments, but I, you know, I like the life I have now. It's not, it's nowhere near the life I used to have, at least in material. I no longer live in a house. I no longer have those 2 cars. I'm no longer married. I mean, there's a lot of things that have changed. But in here, in my heart, I can't replace that. I've learned so much. And here's my biggest lesson about getting cancer. I've learned devotion to self. I've learned devotion to self. Not, you know, people say self-love, right? And I thought self-love was, I used to get a mani-pedi every week. I got a a massage every month. I mean, I took really good care of myself. I was in finance and I had the means for it as well. But I gave my power away. I didn't speak up for myself. I played small sometimes. Sometimes my mind and my ego will gang up on my heart and just ignore it or sabotage it. And I would put all this pressure on myself. I don't longer do that. Now, not to say that it doesn't rear its ugly head every once in a while, but I have all these tools now. And my favorite, can I tell you my tool, my favorite tool, which I think anybody here can adopt.
Whenever you're feeling stressed
and you're feeling overwhelmed and you're exhausted, whatever it is, I learned this from one of my hypnotherapists. You take your arm and you just rub your arms and hug yourself. And you say to yourself, it's okay. It's okay that you feel that way. What do you need? What does my heart need? What does my heart want? What is my heart feeling? And sometimes I just need to take a nap. Sometimes I just need to be alone. Sometimes I just need to give myself permission to feel what I feel. And then I say, okay, so let's find a solution. And let's talk about it. And sometimes, you know, I've had to put my heart, the leader, and my mind and ego to follow and support. So I've actually had to have these conversations in my head with the mind and the ego going, whoa, whoa, you're stepping on me. You're ignoring me. And it doesn't feel good. So let's talk about it. Let's. You know, I tell the mind, you can't keep talking. You can't keep ruminating about things that are hurting my heart. So let's, if you want to think about it, let's think about it at 7 o'clock in the evening when we don't have a Zoom call. Right. But for right now, we've got things to do. And right now my heart is totally into whatever I'm into right now. And I've had to constantly go back to my mind and my ego and remind them that they're the follower and the supporter, because I spent my whole life being ego and mind-minded. I never thought about my heart. Now, I came from generational poverty, right? So the way we got out of poverty was by being all in our mind and ego, going to college, you know, working in finance. We stopped the generational poverty, but before I had the cancer, I didn't realize it, but I still had the poverty mentality. I still had a lack of scarcity mindset. I now recognize that, and I've worked through that, and I still work through it. because, you know, as you know, as an entrepreneur, you don't know when your next client is coming.
Right. Well, and it's like, I think business and your life ups and downs, it's a lifelong journey that we're on. And whether you have cancer or you have other issues you're dealing with, everybody is going through something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, I am a firm believer. God told us in this world, we will have trouble. We're going to have issues. That's just life, right? I was listening to, who was that? Denzel Washington or somebody. It was Billy Graham, actually. I saw a little snippet and he goes, all of you are going to die. He said, and this is not a depressing thing. I'll tell you how he turned this. He goes, some of you will die from cancer. Some of you will die in a car wreck. Some of you will, and God has appointed once for man to die, but that's a whole nother topic. We could go into another day, but the point is these bodies are mortal and they are human and things happen to us, but we have a built-in mind and emotional system where we can choose the way that we frame our mind, Tim, the way that we frame our perspective, Tim. That sounds like a good title for a book. Perspectives on, let me think, maybe cancer. You should try that.
Maybe.
But we have the ability. We have the ability to do that. And Tim, you brought that all together, everybody's perspectives, right? Is that how you envisioned it?
Yeah.
I envisioned the book to be basically a written version of the show, not exactly what the shows were, but inviting certain people from the shows to share their story in a book format, whether it's a paperback or Kindle, whatever, to give them another way, because each person likes or prefers to consume content in different ways, right? Maybe they like a live stream. Maybe they like an audio podcast. Maybe they like a book. Maybe they like whatever it is. So I was thinking, what is a way that we can give people another space to share their stories in a different format? And one of the things that's been really cool, both with the first volume and this volume, is I did expect the book, of course, to have impact on the people that are reading the book. But the other thing that's been really cool is hearing the impact of the authors themselves, like you, Russ, like Zoraida, like everybody else, and hearing their unique experiences, what it's been like actually sitting down and writing your story as opposed to being on a live stream show or an audio podcast or what it is, and what that experience has been like. And it's been really interesting to hear that because everybody has a different experience. But I would say that one common thing that I've heard among everybody that I've spoken to is that you have more time to reflect back on your journey, right? So there'll be parts of your journey that were maybe more challenging and that are more challenging to write for you. And you might need the puffs. I wish I had the puffs here. But there also are going to be parts of your story that you're grateful certain things happened or you connected with certain people and things like that. So the book is really just another, and not just, it is another safe space for people to share their stories and connect. I encourage people to connect with the authors and, show up for the show on Wednesday nights at 8 o'clock, support our guests, support the authors, support each other. Oftentimes people show up, see what I did there, show up and they connect with each other even beyond the show, which is really beautiful. So,
yeah.
Yeah. It's been a real lightning rod as far as bringing people together. And it is emotional to go back through my story. I mean, all of this happened just right during and on the heels of my cancer journey, right? I mean, because like we talk about, it's ongoing. I mean, I'm going to see my oncologist, getting a PET scan this month, still being checked by them, even though they have found that the the cancer was gone, but they want to make sure it stays gone. And how I treat my body, like Zoraida, like you were talking about, how we treat ourselves and care for ourselves. We got to think about that, you know, cut down on the sugars, cut down on the things that feed cancer and start, you know, focusing on healthy things.
Yeah.
But also, I think that it has just been, I don't know, it's interesting because you don't always think about what's happening to you and all the things that have gone along with my most recent thing. This is not a woe me, by the way, but my most recent thing was I had eye surgery in December. I was really looking forward to a healthy and happy non-surgical year in 2024. And I am healthy and happy, by the way, everybody, but they're talking possibly cochlear implant on my right ear because of the treatment. I lost over 50% of the understanding in my right ear. Yeah. And my hearing is all kind of like plummeted down into the depths of despair. But you know what? I don't go there. I don't. I choose not to go there because I choose a wonderful, blessed perspective. Because I think you said it, Zoraida, and I know you've said it before, Tim. If I had the option to go back and change things, I would not change it because I have been able to, with my perspective, my God-given perspective, been able to bless so many people because of what I've gone through. And it's not like pat Russ on the back. Yeah. I was given that opportunity and I chose to take it just like you did, Tim, just like you did, Zoraida, and use it to inspire other people that it doesn't matter what you're going through because we all have junk, right? We all have crummy, lousy stuff going on. We have things in life that really suck, right? That we don't like. I can tell you that the dizziness, vertigo type symptoms and getting violently sick and, you know, puking my guts out and laying in bed is not fun. I'm not happy when that's going on, but I don't stay there. And I think that's the trick and what I think everybody needs to hear. I need to hear this. I mean, Zoraida, we talked about, you know, what were the voices in our head. We need to talk to ourselves. I need to tell myself what my dad always said. Today may be really lousy, but you know what my dad always said? Tomorrow's a new day. Get a good night's rest. You wake up in the morning, you'll have a fresh new perspective. You will be rested. It'll be a brand new day. There's good things ahead. And even in the crummiest of times, there's good that comes out of it because you get stronger. You learn how to deal with things. You just learn. Life is an education, right? Living life is an education. So, Zoraida, we're going to start with you here as we wrap the show up today. Give everybody kind of your golden nugget, as I always say, or your wrap-up thoughts of today's show that you want them to remember, and then tell everybody how they get in touch with you.
So, you know, for me, everything is devotion to self. It doesn't take away from anyone. It doesn't take away from your family. It doesn't take away from your friends. It's putting that mask on first. And so, you know, when everyone's going through a tough time, I encourage you to just love yourself and love yourself some more. And by that, I mean, love yourself, hug yourself, tell yourself it's okay that you feel that way, right? And then love yourself some more by taking that bubble bath, by taking a nap. Just really devote to self. That's what I encourage people to do. And I can be found at ZoraidaMorales.com or Zoraida at ZoraidaMorales.com or LinkedIn, which is where I live. And I'm happy to connect with, you know, anyone who has a perspective on cancer because every story is unique. And I learn so much every time I hear a story. And I've learned empathy and curiosity. Those are the two things that really stick out for me. So I wanna hear from people. I wanna know about people. And I wanna know how I can help them. Yeah.
I think it's so amazing. I just love how you have turned your journey into a devotion to help others. And it does always, it does start with ourselves, everybody. That's not a selfish thing, because when you get on the airplane and they tell you that if you do not put on that mask when they drop down first on you,
yes,
you will pass out. I think it's within what, 11 to 13 seconds, and you'll be good for nobody.
Nobody,
because you will be out. And it's the same thing in life. If you do not take care of yourself, if you're not aligned and connected with yourself in life, you're going to be good for nobody. You're not going to be able to help and inspire anybody. So, Tim, your turn. Take it away.
Thank you, Ross. Like Zoraida was saying, I, you know, encourage everybody to show up for themselves first. But also, you know, when you're in a spot to do this, is to show up for others as well. It can be tricky sometimes to know what to say. You know, maybe a friend or family member of yours is diagnosed with cancer, but really the most important part is showing up for them. And maybe you take some initiative. Maybe you make them a pan of lasagna and leave it at their door or something. You know, sometimes people, cancer patients, don't know what they need, or they're overwhelmed or whatever. And so sometimes it's helpful to just take some initiative and do something.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So yeah, so my message is show up for yourself, show up for others. I know showing up for others for me is something that I love doing, and that it helps me heal. It helps me deflect at certain times when I'm going through hard things. But I'm helping other people, and that makes me feel good. And I know it's helping others. So yeah, that would be my message. People can connect with me. They could go to perspectivesoncancer.com. They could find volume two of the book at perspectivesoncancer.com. You can also find volume one of Perspectives on Cancer at that same website. A total of 25 people have shared their cancer stories between those two volumes. So thank you to all of them. And thank you for having me, Mr. Russ Hedge.
Oh, you bet. You bet. You know, I tell you, you live what you preach, what you talk about. And I love that, because, you know, I want people to say, when they really meet me for the first time, or, you know, they get around me, I want people to say, wow, he's just like he says he is. He's just like, you know, what he talks about. And that's what I want. And we're not perfect. All of us are not always kind and always perfect, which I understand. But in general, right, we want to be trying our best to live the way that we, and you have definitely, Tim, been a blessing to me. And just the attitude of your family. I mean, I want to tell a quick short story as we wrap up. And so your beautiful wife, Joy, who's the joy of your life, she shows up along with your daughters, who are so sweet and resting and doing homework in the back of the car, as they take the 2-hour drive to Newark Airport to pick me up, and then 2 hours back. And this really spoke to me. The conference is over, and some of the people are talking, and they're saying, hey, I'm headed to Newark Airport, and my flight is like within an hour of yours. And that happened to be Shannon and who else did I go with now?
Was it really Cyan okay. Or no?
Yes, yes. And so I think I'm, but anyway, whatever. Forgive me for forgetting. But yeah, but I think it was Shannon who had the car that was driving. And oh no, it was Shannon and Andrea.
That's Andrea. Yes.
It was the two of them. So anyway. And I said, great, that would be awesome. Thank you, because that will save Joy. And so I go over to Joy and I tell her, I said, and this, I think, just reflects on you and your whole family, because she's just like you. I said to her, hey, Joy, you know what? No, you get a break, because they're heading to the airport and they're taking me. So I get to save you 4 hours of your day. And she just looks at me with these sweet eyes and says, you know, I'd be happy to take you. Me and the girls would be happy to take you back. You don't have to go with them. And I said, I understand. And I appreciate that more than I can even say, but I'm going to try to be a blessing to you by saying, enjoy your 4 hours with your family and your husband or whatever you want to do and not have to drive to the airport and back. And it was just, you know, the willingness to do those things. Cause really, I mean, doesn't matter what people say about me. My first thought is if I have to drive 4 hours, 2 hours to the, and I'm thinking to myself, do I really want to take this person to the airport? And so that just meant a lot to me because I know it's a lot. And I know, Tim, that you and your family are just a super blessing. I'm really looking forward to this year. I'm looking forward to you guys meeting my beautiful wife. I'm hoping that a ton of people are going to come. We've never been to Vermont, so we're pretty excited about that. And because, you know, we're big fans of White Christmas and Pine Tree, Vermont, where that movie takes place. So if anybody wants to catch up with that, go watch White Christmas with Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye. It's an amazing movie. It's a classic.
Oh, you're taking me back to my childhood.
Yeah. Oh, I'm telling you, I love that. But yeah, I mean, all these things are things that I store up in my heart and I'm thankful for. And so thank you so much for being my friend. And thank you for your kindness and helping me last year by, you know, you put together some things. So there was some funding for people like me that had it, were a little tight and couldn't make it. And so that helped tremendously. And yeah, thank you. So I want to encourage everybody before we go, though, is I want to tell everybody we're going to end the show with all of us on the screen here. So you guys just hang out with me. But we're here every week, 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time for your viewing and listening pleasure. It does convert to audio podcast. So if you miss this, you can listen on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, whatever. Also, that sits on the platform, also LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube for infinity and beyond. That's right, forever. It's there. So you can watch it anytime you want. And if you join our YouTube community, which I really highly encourage you to do at RussReels.live, you get access to all of this. And Tim and Zoraida have both been on. There's multiple episodes with them on. So you need to check that out. And I'm just blessed that everybody's here and we have such a great community. So with that, we're going to say goodbye for today. But don't worry, there's still going to be lots of information about Perspectives on Cancer. We'll continue to put out how to get this book. Just go to Amazon or go to RussHedge.com, any of those places to pick up that book. And I know that my website bounces you directly to Amazon. So if you're having troubles finding it, just go there and bounce straight to Amazon off my site. And we are just so thankful that we had this opportunity. Hope that it encourages you. Tim, last word, and then we're out of here.
Last word is breaking news. The ebook is going to be out next Monday for Perspectives on Cancer Volume 2. And there's going to be a second book coming out this year before the end of the year called Perspectives on Invisible Illnesses. That's going to be another collaborative book. It's going to be people who have cancer, but people who have depression or heart disease or autoimmune disorders or anything that you can't visibly see. That book is going to come out in early November before the holidays.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
That's going to be incredible. That's so great. And this current book, Tim, you got to tout. It's been a bestseller and has also been hasn't it been number one on Amazon in a few categories?
Yes, it's been number one in leukemia. It's been number one in lymphatic cancer. It's been top release in breast cancer. It was number two in the cancer overall new releases category one day. So there's been a lot of momentum, and I'm just so grateful for all the authors, all the people that are buying the books, all the people that are sharing the books or giving the gifts away to people that they know. I have no words, just gratitude.
Yeah. And we have another, one of the authors joining us here in the comments here towards the end of the show. Bronwyn is here.
Yes.
And all of you, there's right on the book. Yep. She's there. And so thankful. And it is amazing. And We're all thankful for all of you. With that, we're going to say goodbye for today. Everybody have a blessed day and a blessed life. And we will see you next Thursday, 4 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Until then, behave yourself. See you later. Bye.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I know. And you know what? I didn't kick the feed. So say goodbye to everybody again because we're still streaming.
Oh, bye, my everybody. God.